Primary Care is an innovative, alternative path to insurance-driven healthcare. Typically, a patient pays their doctor a low monthly membership and, in return, builds a lasting relationship with their doctor and has their doctor available at their fingertips. Welcome to the My DPC Story podcast, where each week you will hear the ever-so-relatable stories shared by physicians who have chosen to practice medicine in their individual communities through the direct primary care model. I'm your host, Marielle Conception, family physician, DPC owner, and former fee-for-service doctor. I hope you enjoy today's episode and come away feeling inspired about the future of patient care, direct primary care. Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for listening in to this bonus episode where we're going to be talking about the DPC Alliance, the DPC Alliance masterminds that are coming up, as well as the DPC Summit that's happening this summer. So with me, I have two amazing doctors, one you might have heard from on this podcast before, and one hopefully will be a future guest. So guys, I'll let you introduce yourselves.
My name is Dr. Anand Mehta. I did a podcast with Marielle, I want to say about 2 years ago. And I am located in Marietta, Georgia. My practice is called Stand Up Family Medicine. Opened in October of 2020. I am the Walmart health guy. You might have heard of the story behind me in the podcast, but if you don't know, I was a medical director of the first Walmart health in the country. I thought it was the ladder of my career. I thought it was going to take me to the next level, and it just didn't work out. But it gave me enough strength to make the jump into DPC. And so in October 2020, I started the clinic that I'm currently at now, which is Stand Up Family Medicine. And it is doing excellent. It's been a great ride so far over the last fourth year. And we are growing, we are thriving, everything is great. And I am basically continuing the DPC journey by hosting a masterminds here in Atlanta that I'm very excited about, and lots more to tell as the podcast goes along.
Hey guys, my name is Dr. Craig Shute, or Creighton Shute, if you look me up professionally. I'm down in Lafayette, Louisiana, and I'm the owner of Elite DPC. My DPC story is one that I'm going to kind of hold on to some details. I'm actually opening up this year's DPC Summit with some details about my story. In fact, probably all the details about my story and how that ties into the rest of the messaging for the summit this year. And so I'll hold on to some of those comments right now, but just know that I own and operate a very successful direct primary care practice down in Lafayette, Louisiana. And I'm also on the DPCA board. I'm also now a second year in a row hosting the 101 Mastermind weekend here in Lafayette, Louisiana. And yeah, I'm super excited to be here and to tell you guys all about that.
With that, I want to go into the DPC Alliance hosting these masterminds, as well as being a co-sponsor of the DPC Summit this summer. So for those people who aren't aware, can you guys give the listeners a little bit of what is the DPC Alliance and why is it important for people to join the DPC Alliance?
I'll step in, I guess. So the DPC Alliance is a not-for-profit organization of a bunch of people that came together 5 or 6 years ago now to create an organization that would bring DPC doctors together or DPC hopefuls together, all under one roof so that we could all support each other and support direct primary care as a movement. And it's grown now to somewhere around 500 doctors that are members, active members. And there are a lot of great benefits to being a member. Some of the discounts that we have there, I'll let Anand talk about some of those. But mostly it's just a great place to be around like-minded people and to have a support system that's already in place for those that are interested in or are starting direct primary care practices.
Craig, really well put. I would tell you the DPCA Alliance is definitely an organization that unites a lot of DPC doctors across the nation and forms a committee to help get this movement jump-started, to make it stronger, to help each other out. DPC University is one of the things that the DPCA offers to a lot of the newer docs in order to get started. Everything from the ABCs of how to start a clinic, how to learn more about DPC, how to build a checklist on what you need to get the clinic started. They also offer multiple vendor discounts, things that can supply your office, vendors that can help with accounting, vendors that can help with your website, vendors that can help with scribes or AI scribing, and it continues to grow. And I'm part of the DPCA Alliance myself. I've been a board member. This is my second year. And part of the vendor team, I can tell you, we're working on a lot of really good stuff, not only for newer doctors, but for currently practicing doctors as well. One really cool thing, when I went to my first summit so many years ago, I saw this group of docs having a great time, all wearing DPCA t-shirts, and they were very open, very welcoming. I wanted to be part of it. I knew these guys, the cool kids at the lunch table, if you would, and I wanted to get into the clan if I was able to, and luckily I was. I got voted on over 2 years ago, and I was shocked, but I was happy at the same time. I'd just been trying to provide more to the Alliance and continue to learn from them, and now hosting masterminds with Craig and some other doctors later down the line. We just want to keep spreading the education for newer docs to join. We're also starting a lot on the resident and medical student board and trying to get younger doctors earlier in their career started in DPC so they don't have to necessarily go into the corporate world, encourage them that they can do it, give them all the tools and education needed to succeed. And I think we're doing a great job at just growing this movement and building more members and just becoming stronger as an organization. I'd also add that we are not just a family medicine group. We are trying to get internal medicine. We are trying to get pediatrics. We are all doctors, even the specialists involved in this movement and this organization, so that we can be a group, not only in one kennel of medicine, but involve multiple specialties, multiple different types of medical groups together. And I think power is in numbers, and that's what essentially we are trying to do. We are trying to build our numbers. We are trying to build different types of medical groups together so that we can just spread the knowledge, spread the education, and have fun with each other.
And I'd like to just throw in there that Anand mentioned DPC University, and there's a portion of DPC University on the website. You can go to dpcalliance.org and look at the free portions of DPC University. I actually, several years ago, was one of the writers for DPC University, and we update that every year. But there's a free portion of it. And so if you want that value alone, you can go to the website, check things out, and just go and peruse through that content. But there's also a lot of content, really important content, that's behind the paywall, and you'd have to join as a member. It's only $500 a year or $48 a month if you pay monthly. But the value that you get in the membership, aside from the strength and numbers value, just one or two of the vendors, if you make use of just one or two of the vendors, the GPO with Henry Schein or the malpractice discount by itself will probably pay for your membership. And so I encourage everybody to go check us out on the website.
For those people who aren't aware, because there's definitely people who are listening and exploring DPC or opening DPC, can you guys share what is a GPO and how does the GPO through Henry Schein specifically add value to a person's practice?
That's a great question. Just to quickly describe what a GPO is, because most of us that came from fee for service, we just go into our cabinets and grab whatever that the hospital system purchased for us. And we don't think about how much those Band-Aids cost or how much those syringes cost or whatever. We just grab whatever. And the hospital, because they're purchasing it with such large volume, they get really, really deep discounts on those things. And it makes it difficult for us as individual providers to compete with those prices. And so we come together as a group all around the country rather than just one or two docs in an office or four or five docs in a small area. We can bring thousands of doctors together in one group to negotiate prices on all of the things that we purchase from all of our suppliers. And so the GPO that we have through the DPCA gives us some of the best prices I've ever seen on all the things that we purchase for our clinic. You know, for most of us, we are profitable on our membership only. And so we try to make that membership as valuable as we possibly can. And so we do things like dispense medication directly from clinic at cost in those states that we're allowed to do that. And we do labs directly from the clinic at cost. And there's also an agreement we have with LabCorp and GPO pricing with LabCorp. But the GPO with Henry Schein, one of the cool things about that is we get really, really deep discounts on all of the things that you can get from Henry Schein, supplies and DME and medications and those kind of things. And so a great example is my cost on casting material. It cost me less than $3 to put a cast on a forearm. And so when I have little kids that have little green stick fractures that don't require surgery, I can cast those guys in my office And I don't even charge them for the cast because it's $3. Or somebody who has an ankle injury or a foot injury and requires a walking boot, I think we pay about $27 for walking boots through that GPO. And those are just a few examples of things that we get discounts on through the GPO.
And when it comes to malpractice, is this a malpractice option for all 50 states? Can you talk more about that, please?
It's not all 50 states. I know that. I can't remember exactly the limitation on what states are not included. I honestly will tell you, I participate in that malpractice. I know going from my second to my third year, I did save about $1,500 on my yearly expense by going to the through the DPCA for the malpractice carrier. And it was worth it for me. And obviously, like Craig said, it does pay for the membership all by itself. And as far as the GPO, I can tell you the LabCorp fees that we have, the agreement with the CBCs, the CMPs, the lipid panels, the A1Cs, these kind of labs that we commonly draw at our office are highly discounted.
It's not fair to say highly discounted because at our local general hospital system, the typical annual panel of labs that we do, I looked them up because they're a non-for-profit, they're required to disclose their prices. And so the set of labs that I typically do on an adult patient annually, the retail on those labs is about $4,700, and my patients pay $120 for the same set of labs. So yeah, deeply discounted isn't even a fair way to describe it.
Heavily discounted, Black Friday squared discounted here.
So if you are interested in becoming a member of the Alliance and accessing these vendor discounts for vendors who are absolutely in alignment with what we're doing as DPC physicians, if you're interested in the content at the DPC University, if you're looking for help getting started with your practice, if you're looking for malpractice discounts or even a malpractice carrier that will understand DPC and what we're doing, as well as discounts through the group purchasing organization or GPO, check out dpcalliance.org. So thank you guys so much for that. Now, I want to talk about the masterminds, because when it comes to learning about DPC, smaller groups, I feel, really allow a person to ask those more personal questions with experts who are going to be there. So who are these masterminds for and where are they going to happen?
I wanted to start by saying I went to a masterminds in Greenville, South Carolina in 2021. And my experience is the experience I expect that future attendees at the one in Atlanta and Louisiana are going to get later on. It's a very small group of physicians, usually early on in their career or just interested in DPC in general. They're very individually based on many topics that include everything from starting a DPC clinic to pricing to financing to budgeting, etc. And it's the best way I could describe it when I went is it's a group of entrepreneurs getting together, learning how to be not only businessmen, but physicians that can succeed. Motivational stories of a lot of the hosts that go to these masterminds and talk along with us. And basically experiences learning from other doctors who are attending where they are in their journey, what encouragement, what got them started. It really is a group that comes together and really learns the ABCs of DPC and leaves really encouraged, really motivated, and gave me a huge push forward in getting this clinic up and running and patient flow going, motivated me to want to do one of my own.
Amazing. Now, Craig, your mastermind is going to be coming up first after this podcast is released in April. The dates are April 19th and 20th in Lafayette, Louisiana. And you said earlier how you had hosted a 101 type of mastermind before. When we talk about people who are the perfect audience for the 101 mastermind coming up in Lafayette, who is the perfect person to attend your particular mastermind?
The perfect person to attend is anyone who's either just really curious about DPC and wanting to know if it's something they can do, or somebody who has decided they absolutely want to do DPC, but they want to know how to get started and to be in a really intimate setting with somebody who's already had success. And in most cases, several doctors that have already had success with DPC. I know that we have at least four docs that are going to be helping out with the content for the mastermind that I'm hosting here on April 19th and 20th. And so anybody that's just curious about whether or not DPC is for them, or anyone who has decided that this is something they want to do, but they just want to learn how to and do it in an intimate setting so that they can ask those poignant questions that are personal to what it is they feel like they need to learn before they can get started. And aside from myself hosting the mastermind in Lafayette, Dr. Jeff Davenport will be there. He's actually the president of the DPCA and a really close friend of mine. And then Dr. Kenneth Q will be there as well. He's the vice president for the DPCA. And then Dr. Byron Jasper will be there. He's another DPC doctor over in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and a relatively new friend of mine, but a friend through DPC and a guy that I really love being around and love hearing from. Super, super intelligent guy. He's got some great information on DPCs and forming nonprofits, which is really interesting concept for like medical students that are, or not medical students, maybe medical, but residents who are coming out of residency and are maybe wanting to work for a non-for-profit for PSLF. And so he'll be here talking about those things as well. And then we'll probably invite a few other docs, but they're currently not any others on the ticket, but yeah, lots of information, lots of successful stories with DPC and some great guys to come and ask questions of.
I'm sure there's listeners who are so excited to attend in Lafayette, Louisiana, especially for those people who are like, I want to know more, but I don't actually know where to go. And they're biting at the bit and they don't want to wait for the summer summit. So with that, Dr. Mehta, can you share about what's going on for your mastermind?
Sure. This will be the first masterminds we hold in Atlanta. I'm excited to host it. I have a group of stellar docs. A lot have been on the podcast, including myself, that are going to attend. So I'll be there talking. Somebody I know who does this podcast called My DPC Story, I can't remember her name, Margaret or Marielle. Marielle will be there. Ann Gonzalez will be there. Shane Purcell will be there. Jeff Davenport will be there. Dr. Michelle Cook, who's local to the Atlanta area. Dr. Dilopa Babalola will be there, who's also in East Cobb with me. Also, Kenneth Q will be there. Dr. Springsteen will be there. We're all excited to host and teach you guys everything about DPC. The Masterminds is going to be about 35 minutes outside of the Atlanta airport at a Hyatt out in Smyrna, Georgia. It is close to the East Cobb location. So the plan is to visit some clinics, including Stand Up Family Medicine, which you're seeing here, but as well as Living at Your Finest as well in East Cobb and possibly another one, and then get back to the hotel and in the conference room, teach the ABCs of DPC, which we got into earlier. I want to really add that it is a, like Craig said, an intimate setting. It is a very open discussion. It is not like a summit that you have at a big hotel, which is a nationwide conference. It is very individualized to answer questions one-on-one, have breakout sessions with other docs to ask individual questions to learn more about DPC. And so it is date-wise, May 17th and 18th, and they will run all day, starting first thing in the morning. So I highly suggest people get there a day earlier, get comfortable, stay at the hotel, eat a nice breakfast, and get ready to go. And we will be having lunch at the hotels. We will be going out to dinner. It will be a great experience to get to know each other. And I hope to see a lot of people there.
And for those people who are like, sign me up, where do they go? And how much does it cost to attend these masterminds?
Sure. So they can go to dpcalliance.org/events. Once you open up that page, you'll see all of the masterminds that we offer for the year. Early registration is about $450. And early registration is March 16th for Craig's mastermind, and it's April 16th for mine in Atlanta. Obviously, I hope that you sign up soon. And if you have any questions, obviously, you can contact us. Marielle will have some information below in the podcast. And again, hope to see everybody there.
Amazing. And for those people who are like, oh, shucks, I cannot make April or May, can you tell us about the other two DPC masterminds that are being hosted by the DPC Alliance later on this year?
So we will have other DPC masterminds later in the year, September 20th and 21st. Amanda Preinsberger will be out in Verona, Wisconsin, hosting hers with other doctors still to be announced. And then October 11th and 12th, John Sanders and his wife, Shauna, will be hosting theirs out in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Perfect. So again, for pricing, as well as getting your tickets, go to dpcalliance.org/events. Or if you can't remember that, just dpcalliance.org. Keep it simple. Now, let's talk about what's coming up in June between these two sets of masterminds. The DPC Summit is coming June 20th to 23rd in Dallas, Texas. I know that all three of us will be there, so super excited. Can you tell us what is the DPC Summit and who should attend?
The DPC Summit is the premier conference for direct primary care. And as far as who should attend, anyone who's curious about DPC, anyone who's heard about DPC, anyone who wants to do DPC, anyone who's already doing DPC, and anybody who wants to hang out with the coolest group of doctors on the planet, which is DPC doctors, should be there at the summit. It's going to be weird. It's funny. Every single year I meet new doctors that are like, dude, this feels like an Amway convention. Like, why is everybody so happy? And I'm like, just be patient. Trust in the process. You're going to figure this out by the end of the weekend. It's all legitimate. Everyone is really this happy. Everyone is really enjoying themselves this much. And it's the only medical conference you're ever going to go to where you're going to leave there feeling fired up after you've been. I'm telling you, if you want to even consider, if you just want to know more about what DPC is, if you're like, I'm never going to do DPC, but I want to see what all these doctors are like, come to the summit. It is the funnest medical conference you'll ever go to, I promise you.
Right. It is the one conference I will add to Craig there is you will see more doctors happy, laughing, all different parts of the hotel are taken up, whether it's at the bar or the restaurants or in the lobby or outside. The summit is glowing with happy docs telling their story, learning about DPC. Just to flash back into Minneapolis last year, there was doctors who I spoke to while I was at the DPCA table. There were doctors that were registering. And it was just great learning their stories. A lot of them who never really even started DPC, just really interested, ready to make the leap, but they didn't do it. And just to follow up with them after the summit, whether it's their Facebook page or just texting on a personal level and encouraging them, motivating them, saying, yeah, man, you can do it. I was right with you. I was at a summit too when I first started, and seeing them have their opening ceremony, seeing them get their first patient, cheering them on. It's a great experience. It's a great motivational way to get DPC started or learn more about DPC. There's multiple sessions in the summit, no matter where you are in your DPC journey, whether it's on the 101 level where you're just starting off, the 201 level where you're in my kind of stage, you're 2 or 3 years into it, you're trying to learn whether you want to add another doctor, whether you want to add another staff member or just hire your first staff member, how to budget better. And then there's 301 levels that just involve CME topics with things like migraines, or if you want to do a workshop and learn how to suture or do joint injections. Honestly, it covers everything. And it gets bigger and bigger. And yeah, like Marielle said, just come to the party. It's a blast.
And listen, if you guys want to know why I'm coming out of my skin right now. So I'm actually the chairman for the planning committee for this year. And myself and about 11 other doctors, along with the co-hosts. So the summit is co-hosted by the DPCA, AAFP, ACOFP, and FMEC. And so those four entities all come together, and we just have an awesome lineup for you guys. We are so fired up for the lineup that we have for you guys this year. I wish I could talk about it. Oh my gosh. But
come on, Craig. Give us a piece here, man. It's going to be awesome. I know it is.
I'll tell you this little piece. I have a really strange DPC story that started with some heartache and finished with where I am today, or it's not finished yet, but it leads up to where I am today. And I'm actually going to be opening the summit with that story and kind of talking about what the summit's all about. And so I'll be the first guy you guys will hear from at the summit, but man, I'm just telling you, you got to come, It's going to sell out. So don't mess around. If you're thinking about it, buy tickets. I promise you it's going to sell out. So.
It gets so awesome that the last summit, I remember Marielle was eating ice cream, and I was able to get a little bit of that ice cream, even in the lobby. We're not even talking about summit events happening. This is called 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock post-dinner ice cream social. And this is what I'm talking. These kind of relationships that you form there, the friends, they become your family. You really got to check it out. And before that happens, obviously me and Craig are having a masterminds to get started with the DPC journey. Again, to be on a more one-on-one personal level and just get your feet soaked in the DPC experience and then let the summit take it from there.
Amazing. And just as a correction there, we were eating ice cream at 1 o'clock in the morning because I was on West Coast time.
You're right. See, for you, it was 1 o'clock. For me, in my time zone, it's 8 o'clock. It's always 1 a.m. is 8 p.m. to me. So we're all good.
It's so good. It is so rejuvenating no matter where you are, even if you're practicing DPC, if you're 1 month in or 11 years in, it does not matter. But this is definitely where you can find people who are just like you and who dream big just like you. So the website to go to is dpcsummit.org. And just some pro tips going into both the masterminds as well as the summit. If you are thinking about DPC or even preparing DPC, if you have a website, if you have your business cards, or if you don't, make business cards. If you're about to make your website, come up with a dummy version of it so that you can have people take a look at your website. And that might be a way to also find connections out there that can be your core people, core group of people going forward. So with that, thank you guys so much for joining us today and sharing about the DPC Alliance, why it's important to join, the masterminds that the DPC Alliance is hosting, as well as the DPC Summit this summer.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, Mariel, thanks. And also thanks for what you do for DPC with this podcast. It's great. I know I'm a big fan. And again, we hope to see some of these people, these listeners at the Masterminds and the Summit alike. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of My DPC Story, highlighting the physician experience in the world of direct primary care. I hope you found today's conversation insightful and inspiring. If you want to dive deeper into the direct primary care movement, consider joining our My DPC Story Patreon community. Here, you'll have access to exclusive content, including more interview topics and much more. Don't forget to subscribe to My DPC Story on your podcast feed and follow us on social media as well. If you're able, I'd greatly appreciate if you could leave us a review. It helps others to find the podcast. Until next time, stay informed, stay healthy, and keep advocating for DPC. Read more about DPC news on the daily at dpcnews.com. Until next week, this is Marielle Conception.